Hey there, thanks for joining us. I'm Virginia Cha at the CNN Center in Atlanta with a look at what's happening now in the news. The sad story, there are no survivors in that deadly upstate New York plane crash last night. The flight data recorder as well as the cockpit voice recorders have been retrieved from the plane crash site that happened just a short time ago. Continental Flight 3407 took off from Newark, New Jersey, headed north to Buffalo. The flight proceeded without incident until later, almost when they were getting close to land, it disappeared, going off the radar. That plane crashed, shattering the calm of Clarence Center, New York, just outside of Buffalo. Residents there described the terrible scene.
We were just relaxing in my room.
Plane come in.
Heard the plane come in real loud. Thought it was going right over my house, and we heard it explode, and my whole room shook.
All 49 people aboard that flight, Continental Connection 3407, were killed. One person inside the home that was crashed into died as well. Two others, though, did manage to get out alive. President Obama addressed the issue of the crash at a business council event earlier today. The president spoke of a person he met with just days ago, 9/11 widow Beverly Eckert. She was killed in last night's crash. The president asked Americans to pray for her and her family, as well as all the victims of the crash and their loved ones. Meantime, President Obama is giving his final push to try to pass the $787 billion economic stimulus plan. The words came as the House and Senate both expected to take a final vote today. Obama says his plan would save or create about 4 million jobs over the next 2 years. Critics say it will only increase the deficit and do little to stimulate the economy. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg out of the hospital after cancer surgery. Ginsburg was released from a New York hospital earlier today, 8 days after surgery for pancreatic cancer. A statement from the Supreme Court says she is resting now at home. Those are your headlines at this hour. Stay with CNN for more on those stories and all your other news of the day.